just after 20 past six, home time with Howard. Let's get a word with the gadget detective. Fevzi Turkulp is here to talk tech. You must have seen this video that's doing the round. It's these thieves nicking, I think it's a Mercedes actually, on West Midlands Police video footage using a relay machine. If you haven't seen this, then get on and have a look. Fevzi, great to talk to you. You've seen the video. How do they do it?
So it's a two-thief job. They're wearing matching outfits for some reason in this video. I haven't quite worked out why. One of them goes to the front of the house, peers towards the windows, and uses a device that triggers the fob that one uses to open a modern car. They trick the fob into thinking that it's been asked to open the car, and it transmits a code, which the device that the first thief is holding captures and resends to the person standing by the car, which then reissues it to the car, and the car opens. And in fact, they drove it away as well, so it was sufficient to open up the car. So that's a bit worrying. I guess we're going to be seeing a lot more of these, because these devices, these won't be the only ones. They call it a relay box because it relays a signal from the original key through this device to another device. I did an experiment because I saw that the police's response to this was to tell people to buy crook locks, which probably is good advice. But then I thought, well, maybe there's another way around this. So I literally got some tin foil out and I wrapped my fob in the tin foil. And then I pressed the buttons through the tin foil, and it didn't work because the tin foil was screening the electromagnetic waves coming from it. It's acting as a Faraday cage.
Right.
So similar to the way in which, if you look at, for example, a microwave oven, the glass door would normally let microwaves out, but there's a very thin mesh up against the glass, metal mesh, and that acts as a Faraday cage, which stops the waves from escaping. And in the same way, it seems that we can put our fobs in... Either, I know tin foil is a bit of a joke, but you could put it in something like that.
Like a metal container or something. Yeah,
or I wouldn't say put it in the microwave oven, because you might forget it and then that would turn very nasty. But just in the way that, we have wallets now that are what are called RFID protective. So they have a metal mesh in them, because our cards now in our wallets can be read at a distance. You know, these contactless type cards, they can be read at a distance. And there have been cases of people either having data stolen or money stolen from their wallets as they've been walking past someone with a sensor, with a detector. And the way that people are now trying to defend against that is they use these special wallets that have got sort of mesh or metal built into them. So they look like normal wallets, but they're protective. And I think in the same way, we will probably see protective key holders, so that when we put the key on the shelf as we come in or wherever we put it, that we put it in the key holder, and that should protect it. But for the time being, do an experiment. Get some tin foil.
Yeah.
Wrap your fob in that. Give it a good wrap. And then just, remember where the buttons are, and then press the button. Even when you're sitting right next to the car from outside it, I tried it with two fobs and both of them were disabled by the tin foil. Now, I know that's a strange suggestion, but if you're at all worried about it, I'm not saying don't buy a crook lock, because it's, in a way you can't have too much security, but that might be something you can do, or perhaps just take the key further away from the front of the house.
Sure.
It's a worrying development. It tells us sometimes that we do things with technology sometimes because we can, and that we don't necessarily think them through. And this is the same as the Internet of Things. That all these devices, we love and I spend a long time playing with and talking about, are not always properly secured. And, sometimes old school can be better. I'm reminded of the fact that Mossad have taken a lot of their computer systems offline. They've disconnected them from the internet. And it is said that in the Kremlin they use typewriters. And I wouldn't be surprised if something like that wasn't at least in part true, because the more high-tech you are, the more vulnerable you can be.
Fascinating. Let's have a look at our second story, which, again, is a security issue. Members of a very exclusive club, restricted to selected graduates at Oxford and Cambridge universities, have been warned that computer data containing their personal details is feared to be stolen.
Yeah, so... The reason why I was interested in covering this story is because it's kind of, they got it half right, yeah, because they did a backup onto an external drive, which is good. And we should all do that, you know, either onto an external drive or if you're happy to put it in the cloud, on the cloud, that's to say in the internet. That's a good thing, and it's good to have it locked away somewhere else. Where they appear in this case, it may have gone wrong, is that they didn't encrypt the backup. That's to say they didn't scramble the data, because if they had scrambled the data properly encrypted it, then that data would not be deemed to have been lost. And in fact, one wouldn't even need to report it to the data protection registrar and all of that, because data that is properly scrambled would need a computer, taking many hundreds of thousands of years to crack it if it's been done correctly. So it's the reason why I'm happy to talk about this is because it tells us what we should be doing. We should be doing backups. We should do those onto external drives. We should take those drives to another location, your mum's house or something like that, somewhere else, so that if there is a theft, they don't just steal the backup drive sitting next to your laptop. If there is a fire, they do not both burn, or if there is a flood, they are not both damaged. So you sort of spread your risk. And one backup, by the way, is not generally held to be enough. You should have two backups on two different types of media. So cloud might be a good way of doing some things that, you know, if you're happy for that, or another drive held somewhere else. So, you know, we need to think about maybe this evening, what's on your computer and how would you feel if it was gone suddenly? Yeah, what isn't backed up? What is it you need to do? And that will help you form a strategy of, you know, how often you need to back up, what data you need to back up, and just have a sort of strategy in place. Because, you know, the most heartbreaking calls I get when I do phone-in shows on tech are people who've lost videos or audio recordings or photos of departed loved ones, and, you know, things that are just irreplaceable, or that script they've been working on for 5 years but didn't actually make a backup of, you know, those sorts of things. And we all do it. I'm not, you know, I've been caught out myself, and, you know, so I speak from some experience about this myself.
Painful experience, yeah, well, exactly right.
Exactly, and you think, oh, I'll do it later, but it's like, you know, not insuring your house. It's not a smart thing to do. You need to think about, it's just like you need to think about how you'd get out of your building in a fire. You need to think about, you know, what would happen if all your data went up, or worse still, someone stole it.
So good advice there. Good advice, Fevzi. And give us your gadget of the week. 60 seconds to tell us about your gadget of the week.
Gadget of the week. Okay, it's an interesting one because it is an embodiment of She Who Is Known as Alexa, but it's not from Amazon. It's from a company called Kitsound, Kitsound. And it's a smart speaker unit. And the really nice thing about it is that it does everything that the Echo units do, but it's got much bigger and better speakers. It's got 20 watts of output power, does the usual things of eight different units that can connect up to give you connectivity, you know, multi-room connectivity, and it learns. So, you know, with the same hardware, it continues to learn. 4 stars out of 5, £119 for one, I think about £200 for two.
Very nice too. Fevzi, I'll let you go and answer your Glockenspiel. Nice to talk to you. Fevzi Turkalp, the gadget detective. Do check him out on Twitter. Don't give him a call though, right in the middle of a radio interview.
BBC Radio Oxford.